I'm Alex Keefe. Registering to vote in Vermont may soon get a little bit easier. Yesterday, the State House passed a bill that would let citizens register to vote on Election Day itself. The measure now heads to Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin, who supports the idea. If he signs it, Vermont becomes the 14th state, plus the District of Columbia, that has decided to let voters register on Election Day. But laws like this are not without their critics. Well, here to help us sort through all this is Jennifer Clark. She serves as counsel for New York University's Brennan Center for Justice. She has a specialty in voting rights and elections. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So at the outset, I want to disclose that the Brennan Center does advocate for same-day voter registration. Is that right?
That's right.
And in Vermont, we're coming off a historically low turnout gubernatorial election, which is one of the issues that came up during the debate in our bill. So I have a question that might seem kind of obvious. Is there any evidence to suggest that same-day voter registration actually improves voter turnout?
Yes, there is plenty of evidence that same-day registration, such as the kind that was in the bill, does increase voter turnout. And we don't have to look any further than the 2012 presidential election. Four of the five states with the highest turnout in that election offer some form of same-day registration. And on average, states that offer voters the opportunity to register and vote all in one trip enjoy about 10% higher participation rates than other states do.
So why does this work? Is this just as simple as convenience? You can go and vote and register at the same time?
I think a huge part of it is convenience for voters. And a big part of it is that people who certainly care deeply about elections and who are very invested in the system, they just don't tend to tune in very far in advance. I mean, I don't know about you, but we're already talking about the 2016 presidential election. I don't know if I'm quite ready to tune into that yet. And so people who care very deeply and want their voice to be heard will tune in, you know, 3 weeks, 2 weeks before an election and start thinking about what candidate they want to cast the ballot for. And then when they show up, they realize they haven't registered. They realize that their registration is out of date because they've moved. And this makes it possible for those voters to get involved.
We've seen a lot of states pass Election Day voter registration laws in the last few years, but there are some states, I'm thinking of Maine, Minnesota, Wisconsin, that have had these laws in the books for decades. Do we know what these states can tell us about how these laws work over the long haul?
This isn't a brand new frontier for Vermont. Vermont can look to these other states and they can see how it's worked. And it's been a great success. In addition to boosting turnout in the ways that you and I have already talked about, it decreases provisional ballots, which are the type of ballots that people cast when they've moved and their address hasn't been updated, and those tend to not get counted a lot of the time. So it makes it more likely that ballots will be counted, and it also helps election officials and helps electoral integrity because it helps keep the rolls clean.
There are a lot of critics who say Election Day registration laws politically favor Democrats. Do we know whether people who use same-day registration tend to vote one way or the other?
We don't know that, and same-day registration just tends to benefit voters in general. So it's certainly, putting politics aside, it's a voter-friendly policy, and I think politicians of all stripes should be able to get behind voter-friendly policies.
Here in Vermont, we've also heard some criticism saying this law opens the door to voter fraud. One Republican lawmaker here reportedly said it would open the door for non-citizens to be able to vote. Have we seen this happen in other places that already have these laws on the books?
We have not seen that happen. That is, you know, electoral integrity is very important, and all forms of the modernization of the voting system have to come with safeguards to make sure that people are allowed to vote and that the only people who are allowed to vote are those who should. But states that have implemented same-day registration have taken concrete steps to ensure that it's done in a safe and secure way. And the academic studies that have been done, taking a look at the history of same-day registration, shows that that's not a concern that's actually based in fact.
Jennifer Clark is counsel for New York University's Brennan Center for Justice. We've been talking about a bill that recently cleared the Vermont legislature that would allow voter registration on Election Day. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.